Exactly 10 years from today, I was ordained a priest. And at that day, I don't remember much, except for I couldn't sleep the night before. I was so nervous. And before Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sias laid his hand on me, my classmate and I decided that we, during the litany of the saint, we would lie down in a cruciform. By halfway of the litany of the saint, I regretted that choice because it hurt so much. And I, in a way, said, "Lord, if it's hurt this much, it must hurt a lot more when you wore the cross for us." But today, as we celebrate St. Peter and St. Paul, we recognize in the two foundational apostles of their imperfections. Peter betrayed Jesus 3 times. Paul, out of his own self-righteousness, persecuted the church. But yet, Jesus called both of them. Jesus called each and every one of us too in our own imperfections, in all of our brokenness, in all of our humanity, and sometimes too in our self-righteousness, to let go of everything and to answer just as he have asked us today, "Who do you say that I am?" All the readings today played a very sentimental value for me, especially the second reading. It was read in Vietnamese at my ordination mass by my own brother. And when it being read in Vietnamese, it began with this: "To Timothy, my son." My son. Paul, in prison at that time, wrote to his son Timothy. And he said, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Paul knew what his imprisonment will lead him to: death. But at that time, he wrote to Timothy, his son, the son that he had gained through the gospel, to tell him that just as the Lord had stood by me and gave me strength, he had never failed. To him be the glory forever and ever. Faithfulness. Faithfulness to our calling, faithfulness to our vocation, faithfulness to the Lord is very important, my brothers and sisters. Today, as a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my classmates earlier, not face to face, but through social media. This person is no longer in active priestly ministry. I'm the only one left. And my classmate said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm still here." Right? We're still here, not because we're perfect. We're here because we love the Lord, right? And even though we might fallen from time to time, even though we might be full of ourselves from time to time, the Lord continued to call us. And he continued to ask us each and every day, "Who do you say that I am?" Each and every one of you, too, my brothers and sisters, will have to answer the same question: "Who do you say that I am?" So as we celebrate St. Peter and St. Paul today, may we ask for that humility first, the humility to let go of everything, to follow the Lord, and the humility to persevere until the last moment, and the humility to recognize that he didn't call us because we are perfect, but because he had first loved us.